Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Stan Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive towards third. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Rakow drops the ball. Francona scores. Power moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Seaburn moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Seaburn moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia strikes out. Two outs. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-1 in the game. Covington hits a fly ball into center field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. Two outs. Stan Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Rakow covering, for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Reino Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertoia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0 for 1 in the game. Rakow bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Bertoia moves to third. Hauser moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to home to get Bertoia. Hauser moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a line drive towards short. Hauser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. 2 outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 2 in the game. Covington hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Stan Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Sullivan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lump throws to second for 1. And Hauser throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Power moves to second. 1 out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held moves to third. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-2 in the game. Grant hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Reno Bertoia. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Limchok pinch hits for Bill Kunkel. Luke Limchok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing third base. Norm Baz now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-3 in the game. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-3 in the game. Covington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Bob Allen now pitching. Jay Hankins pinch runs for Wes Covington. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Hankins moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Leo Posada pinch hits for Stan Johnson. Barry Lattman now pitching. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Leo Posada now playing left field. Jay Hankins now playing right field. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sullivan strikes out. 1 out. Joe Pignatano pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Nuxhall pinch hits for Norm Bez. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nuxhall moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nuxhall scores. Hauser moves to third. Lump moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-4 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Lattman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Pignatano now playing third base. Bud Daly now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Barry Lattman. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Antonelli pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-4 in the game. Temple bunts towards third. Pignatano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Antonelli moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Essigian hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens. Essigian reaches second base with a double. Antonelli scores. Temple moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.